From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. South Korea's Joint Chief of Staff said in a statement that North Korea attempted to fire an unidentified type of missile, but the launch failed. The U.S. Pacific Command said it also detected the launch, but could not tell what kind of missile the North Koreans tried to fire. The failure comes one day after North Korea showcased nearly 60 missiles, including one suspected to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile. At a joint military parade to mark the 105th birthday anniversary of the country's founder, the late Kim Il-sung. The failed launch also comes as Vice President Mike Pence is flying to South Korea as part of a 10-day Asia trip. The vice president was in contact with President Trump and was briefed on the situation within an hour of leaving Anchorage, Alaska. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis issued a statement saying that the president and his military leaders are aware of the missile launch, but has no further comment on the matter right now. Scores of Syrians have been killed and dozens of others wounded in an explosion Saturday on a bus convoy carrying thousands of evacuees. Details were sketchy late Saturday as rescuers combed through the wreckage near the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition website, Anab Baladi, said at least 80 people were killed. Syrian rescue workers who operate in opposition areas, also known as the White Helmets, say their volunteers were able to remove at least 100 bodies from the scene of the blast. The group was traveling to Aleppo from two villages after they had reached an evacuation deal to leave their homes. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.